Hi, it's Amanda Hudson from Life MOT. One of the most important things you can do for your overall health is to get a good night's sleep. Imagine that feeling of waking up refreshed, full of energy, bouncing out of bed. Isn't that great? But how often do we do that? The reality is that most of us are sleep deprived. Nearly a third of us have a recognised sleep disorder. Why is sleep so good for us, so important that we spend a third of our lives trying to achieve it? So sleep is broken down into cycles of sleep, and we alternate between those different cycles of sleep throughout the night, about every 90 minutes. So I'm going to talk to you more about deep sleep and then REM sleep and why they're both important before I go on to talk about things that you can do to help your sleep pattern. Both deep sleep and REM sleep are important to us. So when we first go to bed, we drop into a deep sleep, usually after about 15 minutes of being in bed. A calming signal is transmitted from our brain to the fight or flight, the sympathetic nervous system, and our heart rate falls, our blood pressure drops. So deep sleep is really good for our heart rate. And we see this every year when we have our daylight saving. When we lose an hour's sleep, the clocks are changed, there is a massive spike in heart attacks. And when we gain that hour's sleep back, those heart rates fall dramatically. Deep sleep also regulates our blood sugar. And sleep deprivation is a major contributor to type 2 diabetes. Deep sleep also releases hormones which control our appetite, so if we're sleep deprived, it can contribute to obesity. And deep sleep, along with rapid eye movement sleep, helps with our cognitive function. So as we cycle between the two, our brain has a bit of a clear out. It's like decluttering the loft. It's a bit like weeding out our garden. Our brain has a really good clear out. All those things that we've seen during the day, it sorts through them all, deciding which ones are needed, which ones aren't needed, which experiences we need to save, what needs to be decluttered, what needs to be stored into a long-term memory. So it's really important for us, especially if we're studying something at the time, to make time for sleep. It's like pressing the save button on the computer. And equally important to memory is forgetting. Imagine if we had to remember every single detail of every single thing that we'd done over our lives. We would be overloaded. So forgetting is really useful too, especially if we are discovering new habits. We're having to remember to eat the healthy options, or we're remembering, actually, I'm not a smoker anymore, or I can let go of those worries and anxiety. So sleep protects our brains and our body. How much sleep do you need? Over the years, the amount of sleep that people are getting has lessened. In the 1940s, the average sleep for an adult was 8 hours a night, compared with 2013, the average was 6.5 hours per night. And it's not something that we can catch up on. So on average, the adult needs between 7 to 9 hours of sleep, a teenager between 8 to 10 hours of sleep. So if you're only getting 5 or 6 hours, you're going to be sleep deprived. But also, if you're, let's say, staying up later, you would be missing most of your deep sleep cycle because that's the first stage of sleep. So you could be missing 80 to 90% of your deep sleep. Or if you're waking up early, you could be missing a lot more of your REM sleep. What can you do to improve your sleep? Here are a few tips. Make sure you're comfortable. Is your mattress and are your pillows suitable for you? Make sure the room is cool and it's dark. Relax before you go to bed. So try to limit your screen time during the evenings and have none for that hour before bed. Take a hot bath. That can be really good for prompting your body to cool itself ready for sleep. Eat a few hours before bedtime, so something that's light and easy to digest. And limit your caffeine intake to the daytime only. Also limit alcohol as it disrupts those sleep cycles. So you might feel as if you're going to sleep, but actually your brain is just going into an unconscious mode, which isn't a deep sleep or an REM sleep. Create a bedtime routine. Our bodies like to have routine. It signals to our brain that we are preparing ourselves to sleep. I could say so much more about sleep. I have so much information. And if you'd like to know more, can I suggest that you read Why We Sleep by Professor Matthew Walker? Or come and talk to me, and you can find me on the internet on lifemot.co.uk. So thanks very much and sleep well.